Hello and welcome back to the Drinking Liberally podcast, the show that combines good alcohol with some mostly friendly political banter. I'm Kevin Wilson. I'm joined by my co-host, Jeff Fenner.
How's everyone doing?
Jeff, it's been yet another crazy week in politics. Lot to cover. So thankfully, we have a special guest to help navigate that with us this week.
Yeah, I was really nervous with her coming in that there wouldn't be nothing to talk about.
But. There's plenty. Yeah, with this presidency, there's always something. So today we're joined by our special guest. She wears many hats. She's a stand-up comedian, an author, a great storyteller, and I've got a feeling she's got some strong thoughts on the current political climate. So our guest today is Selena Kopic.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're happy to be having you here. Can we rest assured that you do have some strong opinions about?
I do. I mean, I just can't even believe everything that's happening. Like, it's just like a daily onslaught. But yeah, I'm on Twitter all day, which I know is a terrible idea, and it's literally driving me to drink. But I can't stop, you know? So I do. I've been sort of inhaling the current political train wreck, and I like talking about it.
Fantastic. Well, you're in the right place for the drinking and the talking about politics.
I know. Wonderful. So. Win-win.
So we're going to get to know you a little bit better, see what makes you tick politically in a minute or so. But first, as always, we're going to start with what we're drinking today. It is October 1st, so we're going to start drinking our Oktoberfest. This week, we have the Oktoberfest from Otter Creek Brewing Company. That's out of Middlebury, Vermont, and was actually brewed in collaboration with a German brewery, Cambra Bavaria. Probably butchered that first part there.
You're doing great.
But whatever. We're on this side of the ocean, so we'll go with the Vermont piece.
I'm Irish and German. I co-sign it.
You're, okay,
fair
enough.
You're doing great. Keep going.
I'm glad you signed off. So it's 5.5% alcohol by volume. On the pour, it's got this really orangey, amber-type color to it. Really thin head that dissipates pretty quickly. Not a lot of carbonation to this Oktoberfest here. The smell is really kind of like candy, a lot like vanilla and honey to it, which is kind of interesting. And a lot of that smell actually carries over to the flavor too. It's got a lot of like a malty bread-like taste to it, and it's sweet. So that smell's definitely permeating over to the taste of it. And the sweetness actually sticks around a bit, but there's kind of like an acidic finish that kind of cleanses the palate.
Oh, nice.
Which is nice. Yeah. Do you want a sip of this? Should we get you
sure.
one here?
Are yeah. you? I can still let me try some.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we're all friends
we're
here.
We're all friends here, okay. Ooh, that's lovely.
Right?
Oh, that's really nice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm actually a big fan of this Oktoberfest, and I'm real hit or miss when it comes to Oktoberfest. I'll drink them because 'tis the season, but this one I really enjoy. Jeff, any thoughts?
Yeah, no, I really like this. I'm a big fan of the Sam Adams Oktoberfest, and I think this is maybe even a little better.
I think it's better.
It's a good taste, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you drinking for your actual beverage?
Oh, a little trash bag. I'm drinking some Tecate.
Yes.
a classic, nice and light. But it's more of a summer beer, which and I like to hold on to summer.
As
and the weather is
possible.
Cooperating, which is nice. Yeah. But yeah, I like a really light beer. Although I do love Sam Adams. I used to live in South Boston, too far from their brewery. And like we'd always hang out in the parking lot. You know, they do all sorts of like... You know, they're like, it's a big festival. And it's like, you're mostly just drinking in a parking lot.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know?
Call it what you want.
I'm into it, but yeah.
We are drinking in a parking lot.
I know, yeah. I was like, this isn't a cultural festival, but I like it anyway. But yeah, an Oktoberfest, it's just such a nice time of beer. Like, I feel like it's a little heavier than the summer stuff, like the Tecate.
Definitely.
But it's not so heavy. Like, Guinness, I really can't.
Really?
Know?
Not at all.
I mean, when I studied abroad, they had one promotion night at the pub where you could get as many Guinnesses as you want, which, like, for me is two.
Okay.
It's like a loaf of bread, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
so
it was
a breakfast in a glass for
yeah.
a reason.
Yeah, true, exactly. Yeah, that's a lot. But this one seems neat. It's lovely.
Yeah, I really like this beer. It's the only knock against it. The can, I feel like the artwork has got a lot going on here. Right?
There, yeah.
It's really busy.
But I feel like it's sort of hippy dippy, which I can dig. It's a little retro look, which
definitely
is nice.
Retro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the Oktoberfest out of the Otter Creek Brewing Company in Middlebury, Vermont. That's what we'll be drinking today, although Selena will have her Tecate. So keeping up with us that way.
Good choice.
It's both great beers, honestly. I love a good Tecate. So that'll be getting us through the news of this week, of which, again, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But better.
Yeah.
Normally we come here with some sad stuff to discuss. I feel like we're trending in a better direction.
Depending on what party you support, and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're probably here to throw water on whatever I'm optimistic about, and it's going to go great.
Usually my job. We'll get to all of that.
Like, yes! Okay. Like, for like probably 20 times, we're almost out of this. He's gone. And he'd be like, dude, no.
Yeah.
No, not close. So.
I know. Yeah, today a friend was like, do you guys know impeachment doesn't necessarily mean removal from office? And I was like, yeah, doy. Yeah.
We,
yeah.
Know.
Yeah. We all live through the Clinton presidency. Yeah, I know. Like, this has happened in our lifetime before. Right. We know.
Yeah. You know? We all lived through it in the 90s.
Exactly. God.
So impeachment, as you might imagine, is the term of the week again, just like last week. If you're not caught up to speed, check out last week's episode. We kind of gave a quick rundown of what's been going on to bring us to this point. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what's developed over the last week. But before we do, we want to get to know our guest a little bit better. So, Selena, we want to know, what would be your top voting issues?
Well, I am a lifelong liberal, raised by a Republican dad, Democrat mom. Oh. So growing up, it was great. I mean, every dinner was a political debate between the two and like often very heated. And so I joke around on stage that it's left me completely unable to make decisions. I can see why people think the way they think, you know, and based on their own life experience or exposure or not exposure to other people. But I'm a lifelong liberal, and I do think that for women specifically, abortion rights are top, like, it is a game changer for us.
Sure.
Women's poverty, women's inability to make money, like, that is all connected to reproductive freedoms. So that's really the major issue that I vote on. And I know that, I mean, there's so many important issues, and I do align very much with the Democratic Party as far as all, you know, their assorted policies. But a sort of black and white issue for me is if someone will, you know, defend Planned Parenthood, defend women's reproductive freedoms. So I've been keeping an eye on that. And it's really scary what the Trump administration has been doing, you know, just these small ways to chip away state by state. And also they, you know, I mean, they seemingly are hoping to introduce anything to the Supreme Court that will overturn Roe v. Wade and
right.
just, you know, set the new precedent, which is terrifying because, like, I mean, no one is like rah-rah, sis, boom-bah, abortion. But I have so many friends of mine who have been in crisis, have been with terrible partners. I mean, and men and women alike have experienced
yeah.
this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is something that needs to be available. It needs to be safe. It needs to be legal. It should not be happening in a back alley. So that's really my top issue.
There's awesome. Good news for you today. The ACLU blocked Georgia's abortion ban today.
That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Good.
Yep, that's good news.
It is now still completely legal in all 50 states.
Good.
So
good.
That is great.
Salute to them.
Yeah. I know ACLU, I mean, they must have a lot on their docket in the past couple of years.
Absolutely.
Go give them money, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll put a link in the footnotes of this episode on our website and on Twitter for if you want to donate to Planned Parenthood or the ACLU, both amazing causes that, yeah, Selena, as you mentioned, they've been stripped down over the last few years. There's certain states now that have one abortion clinic
exactly.
in the entire state.
Exactly. And do you remember years ago when that wonderful politician in Texas did a on her state's on the floor of her state house did a
filibuster.
Yes, a filibuster.
Yes.
That was about these just silly administrative rules where like the wall, you know, the halls need to be X number of feet wide. You have to be. I mean, it was all just trying to prevent women from getting health care. You know,
yeah.
I
yeah.
mean, and pretending to be for safety, and it's not. And like that's one thing I just can't stomach is bad faith arguments. You know, where you won't just say what you're trying to do. You try to sort of, it's a red, you know.
Dance around it.
Exactly. And be like, no, for
red
safety.
Herring, yeah,
it's a red herring. Exactly. Like, for safety, the hallways need to be 8 feet wide, not six. Like, give me a break. You don't right. care about women. You don't care about babies.
Right. And their big thing to push this through now is to push this rhetoric about the late-term abortions after they're born.
Oh, I know. Which,
that's
I
the
have
biggest
friends that
talking.
Believe that.
No,
I've seen on Facebook where they're like, I can't believe they're just killing babies. Like, that's not what they're doing. They act like they take them out of the delivery room and then, like, and just murder them.
Yeah. My dad believes this is 100% happening. He's like, I'm like, what do you think? They, like, see the baby and you're like, you're not that cute and we're good.
God.
Like, it's crazy.
I mean, also, the timeline is so tricky. Like, as a woman, if you find out you're 2 months pregnant, you're now 3 months pregnant because the clock starts at your last period.
Sure.
You know, like, so when they're like, well, I mean, you know, these people, they're just waiting around, twiddling their thumbs. Should I keep it? Should I not? No,
that's
you're not.
That's not happening.
Yeah. Sometimes your periods are regular anyway. You know, like, you just feel sort of, I mean, and then suddenly the clock has already started and it backs up a month. You know, I mean, I'm just stunned by the people who are making the decisions about it who know nothing about it. I mean, they think that rape victims can just somehow magically not get pregnant.
Oh,
you know?
God,
like,
yeah.
I mean, it's
They've actually made those arguments. Like, yes. You wouldn't get pregnant if you didn't want to.
Yeah, there's a representative that's like, the body just shuts down.
Exactly, no. Yeah. I know. No. God.
Oh, white men that haven't had sex in a really long time. Mm-hmm. Making a lot of decisions for us.
I know, seriously. God, it's crazy.
Yeah, that one is particularly infuriating just because it's not backed up by science, any of those arguments either.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I actually had a friend that I got into an argument with recently about fetal heartbeat bills. And like, well, you know, the heartbeat's detected at X number of weeks. I can't remember what they came out. I'm like, well, that's weird because the heart doesn't develop till weeks later than that.
Exactly. And it's also like a snail at that point. Like, relax.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, the thing
is, like, it's not a nervous system.
Yeah. And when people say to me, like, when do you think life begins? I'm always like, when a fetus can be freestanding outside of a, you know, like
100%.
On its own. Exactly. Yeah, which is usually 8 months, you know, like, and no one's advocating for at 8 months, you know, like,
no.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, yeah, just these sort of arbitrary benchmarks that they try to have of like heartbeat. What are you talking about? Do you mean the woman's blood coursing through things, which does have her heartbeat? Like, what are you talking about?
It's just control.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's keeping women as just incubators with no career track. We are just here to procreate. And as a person who's always known I don't want children, my whole life I've known this, I just find the assumption that all women want to have kids to be so offensive, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And we fight all the time on this. It's like, okay, if you're going to go to that extreme of no abortions, then you have to back it up with the money behind it to help these people.
Oh, right. With birth control for all.
Yeah. Yeah,
or
some sex education in schools. Yeah. Yeah. Support
because they care about the baby while it's in the mother. Yeah. But once it's out, they could give
two shits. Oh, they love a fetus.
A live baby?
Yep. Then, exactly. Yeah. Sorry, take responsibility for your stuff. Well, you know what? She wanted to like a year ago when she tried to get the pill and she couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's crazy making.
Growing up in the household, you said you're a lifelong liberal. Was there ever a time you kind of saw a little bit more towards your dad's side as a Republican? Was there ever even like a...
I think a lot of people when they're in high school or younger kind of dabble in like libertarianism, and are curious about it. Mm-hmm. So that did used to sometimes appeal to me, just the idea of like, let everyone do what they want to do, get off my back, you know? And that's what's, I think, so confusing about the political parties is like, you know, the religious right cozying up to the Republicans makes zero sense, you know, like, and I think it really takes growing up to discover when that happened and why that happened. And, you know, that like Reagan really aligned himself and how sort of counterintuitive that is. But I do think that like I used to feel like I could kind of see some arguments for libertarianism. And for example, Bill Weld was the governor of Massachusetts when I was growing up there.
Yep.
And I always really admired him. And, you know, I always really admired John McCain. Like,
sure.
You know, I feel like that. So in some ways I do have, you know, I think I used to respect a few Republicans. I mean, that is all gone now. I mean, I respect my dad, of course, but I mean, as far as like Republicans in the party.
They burned that down.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot imagine what the Russians must have about Lindsey Graham because, good Lord.
Yeah, where'd his spine go?
Yeah, I mean, it breaks my heart that John McCain is dead because I feel like if John McCain were here and still had his wits about him, maybe he could have talked to Lindsey Graham or Lindsey Graham would have had too much shame to spiral this way. But like...
This man has no shame.
Oh, absolutely. My God.
We're past that.
Yeah, it's so... You know, and then John McCain's wife, Cindy McCain, is like, this is not the party we're a part of. And I'm like... I get that, but in some ways it is, you know?
There's been seeds of it, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny you mention that, because like John McCain, my family's all Republican for the most part. My generation, my siblings tend to lean a little more liberal. But we had talked about on this podcast that John McCain, like I was all ready to vote for him his first time around. Like I still supported John McCain back then.
I was
until
not.
He picked Sarah Palin as his running mate.
I could not believe that.
In which case, I'm like, this woman's too stupid to be president if John McCain dies.
Exactly.
So I guess I'm voting for Obama. Then I actually did more research into who Barack Obama was and found he actually aligned more so with my political views.
Yeah.
And that was eye opening.
Yeah, the Sarah Palin thing. I found it so embarrassing and shameful as a woman because I think they thought, look, women, you'll blindly support a woman, right?
Sure.
You know, which I think was so offensive. And I remember there was a name for what they referred to as, you know, because it was the 08 election and some people really liked Hillary. And when Obama emerged, you know, like they, there was some nickname they came up with that was like for people who didn't, they wanted Hillary and they didn't get it and they wouldn't vote for Obama. So they'd go to McCain. And I think they would call them like, it wasn't like sharks or it was something where it was like some play on words. But I just was so offended because I was like, you think that women will blindly support any woman? You know, like, what are you talking about? Sarah Palin, she has no experience. She's so out of her depth. A lot of her political views are so offensive. I mean, her family's a bunch of trash bags. Like, and we would blindly support her? What are you talking about? Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I've told it on here. I almost denounced my citizenship. I filled out the paperwork.
You're ready to go.
I literally have the paper still. I was going to become Dutch. I was living in St. Thomas.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, if Palin is that close. Because McCain, I mean, he luckily lived as long as he did. But at that point, like, it was real concerning that, like, we were, like, this close to her being like like
within
nuclear
a heartbeat
coast.
Of, I know. Yeah. Exactly.
And you know what? I'd hand her the presidency right now. If it was the alternative.
Yeah, might be a step up.
I was like, oh, we thought she'd be the worst that could happen. Oh, wasn't that cute?
Take the briefcase. Go hang out in Alaska. It's great.
I know. Oh my God. I was always hoping that in McCain's, you know, deathbed memoirs that he would just drop the hammer and be like, Sarah Palin sucks. I wish I never picked her.
That would
be like,
nice.
He was pretty graceful in his final memoir, but at least, I mean, she wasn't invited to his funeral, which is pretty nice.
That's a message, and neither was Trump.
I know.
So that's a pretty strong
message.
Unless
I'm picking her was great because it led to Obama.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Because he picked somebody a little stronger, that might go differently.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
That's a good point. Yeah. And we have healthcare still because of John McCain. So I will
be
eternally grateful that he actually made
a
good vote when it came down to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about you've got your one major issue, right, that you vote for. And that's pretty much universal across the Democratic Party at this point.
Yeah.
But do you have a favorite right now lined up for 2020? I know it's still very early.
Yeah, and I try to be pro. I mean, my friend Jenna Friedman put it really well to me. She was like, because I was sort of, I can't remember, I was kind of trashing someone on Twitter, and she just privately was like, hey, for the strength of the party, don't publicly mock any Democrat, which I was like, you know what? I'm with you. So the only person I mock is Bernie Sanders because he's not a Democrat. He's
an
independent and he has trashed Planned Parenthood. So
yes,
he is one person who, I mean, I got no time for him. I don't, he's taken NRA money. He votes with the Russians. He, you know, voted against the Brady Bill 5 times. But as far as real Democrats who don't trash Planned Parenthood, I'm happy with a wide, you know, with a bunch of choices. I think a lot of people are like, well, it's too many. And I'm like, you know what? We got time.
There's plenty of time.
Yeah. I mean, I think I like Elizabeth Warren and I like Kamala Harris both. I think they're both really strong contenders. I like Amy Klobuchar too. I think she just has such a great, history of like really getting legislation done. She works across the aisle. I mean, she sort of reminds me of McCain in that way, you know, that I think a lot of people respect her, Republicans and Dems alike. And I just think, you know, I think that there are already these two camps have decided, Warren and Harris. And I'm like, you know what? Don't sleep on Klobuchar. Like, I sometimes see on Twitter, you know, when they were at the Iowa State Fair and everyone was like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, I forget how she entered, but everyone thought it was really neat. And then Kamala Harris entered with the big band, which was really cool. And then Julian Castro entered with a mariachi band, which was really cool, you know. And Amy Klobuchar had a band and she was dancing, you know, like a substitute teacher who's nice.
That's a great, a great description of Amy Klobuchar.
Like, and a lot of people were like, oh, this is so pathetic, look at her. And I was like, you know what? I think it's pretty charming. Like, she is who she is. She's not trying to pretend she's not. I think she's really, I mean, I like everything, like a lot of what she said. I really admired her during the Kavanaugh hearings. I think she held her ground beautifully.
She was fantastic.
He was so disrespectful to her, you know, like, and he knew she was raised by an alcoholic father. Like, it got very personal.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah. He called this straight out because she asked about, does he have a drinking problem? And he essentially
she's
said,
do you?
Like,
Yeah. And it's like, I can't believe how inappropriate, you know, like, so I really like her. Also, Julian Castro, I really like him as well. I think he's shot straight in a way I really admire. I admire that he and Kamala Harris have both defended Hillary when people have tried to trash her.
Yeah.
Because I just think, I mean, she was such a pioneer, and so many people who loved Hillary in 2016 are still trying to sniff out who we like. So, like, I just think it's foolish to trash Hillary, you know?
And she's looking better every day.
Oh my God, yeah. She's so, I mean, that's why it's like, because you're like, do you have a lot of opinions? And I'm like, I do, but 2016 broke my heart. Like,
sure.
I love Hillary. I've met her. She reminds me of so many women I know of my mother's generation who, you know, maybe were told they couldn't go to college or, you know, and she just fought tooth and nail. She created SHIP, this program for families, you know, like,
yeah.
I think people never give her any credit. They think she's some sort of bizarro warmonger. And I'm like, what more does she need to do for you people, you yeah. know?
Well, the name hurt her, right? Because, I mean, there was enough people. Like, you always, you see it. Like, we probably were not on it enough at the beginning that there was going to be a knee-jerk reaction after Obama. There just was.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
there's always, no yeah. way. Yeah.
The pendulum swings the other
mm-hmm.
way.
Yep.
And it doesn't help when you have your name recognition, and people have been running campaigns against her since the 90s.
And it's your first yeah. African-American president. We're going to go next to the first woman president yeah. and break more ground. Like, that's...
That'd be nice.
But for, you know, 48% of this country, they're not into breaking ground.
Oh, exactly.
We don't want to move the needle too far.
Oh, exactly. Because they think we'll never get it back. You know, they think a black president, now a woman president. Well, what's next? You know, like... And it's like, how many, you had 43 white male presidents? I mean, you guys have had a long streak. You know, yeah. can we get a couple?
It's been a pretty
and
good
look
run.
And look how terrified they are right now.
Oh,
look what's happening.
Yes.
Like,
oh, I know. I mean,
the one good thing about this is I like to know who people are. And I think the only, and it's not good, but the only good thing that's come from this is we really know those people that were very quiet during Obama.
Yep.
They're not quiet anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't have to go reach very hard to find out who's racist around you
or who
doesn't care about women's rights
yeah.
or any of these things.
And I do think, yeah, like the silver lining of this era we're living in presently, and I, you know, connect this also with Me Too stuff, is there's no ignoring it anymore. Like, it's all out in the open.
Yeah, you can't close your eyes.
Yeah, like the racism, the sexual assault, the sexual harassment. Like, it is just like, I feel like everyone's, you know, the sort of wool has been peeled away from everyone's eyes. And it's just clear, like, who resents Obama's candidacy? Who resents women for having been groped? I mean, that's, you know, like...
That's a subsection of America right
now,
unfortunately.
I know, yeah, who think like, oh, Me Too went too far. Do you know what it was like for so long, for generations, to be a woman in the workplace where you just expected to be sort of commented on your body or like given a tap on the butt? You know, like, do you have any sense of what it was like, you know?
Right. And not for nothing, you
we do
might
not.
End,
yeah. By the way,
well, we don't personally, yeah. But not for nothing, you might end up a Supreme Court justice. Like, it's not like you're seeing any consequences for this action. So I don't know why people are so bent out of shape about when I say people, I mean men that are complaining about
yes.
the Me Too movement.
Oh, I know. I agree.
We haven't seen legitimate consequences for anyone that's been caught up in it.
Exactly. I mean, that's why when people bellyache about cancel culture, I'm like, how does cancel culture exist? I don't see it, you know? I mean, yeah. Jenny McCarthy convinced everyone that vaccinations cause autism, and she's got her own SiriusXM show.
Right.
I'm glad we're on the same page about vaccinations, because then that might have been a whole different discussion.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That stuff.
Ooh. Two people have gotten canceled, right? That's
yeah,
Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein.
And Louis C.K.
I wouldn't even say Louis C.K.
No,
he's still touring.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's back in action.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's probably Harvey Weinstein's the only one.
Yeah.
And both terrible, but not to lump them in the same category
of what happened
by any means.
Yeah, they're certainly. And I will say this about that whole, like, I am a big believer in a path to redemption. I don't think that anyone should be, like, sent off to the woods forever.
Right.
But I think the redemption needs to be real and thoughtful. And
it has to be heartfelt.
Yeah. Maybe. And there has to be enough time. I mean, Monica Lewinsky disappeared from public view for what? 2 decades
yeah.
almost,
yeah.
you know, and she didn't do anything wrong. Like, meanwhile, CK went away for 9 months and was like, me, I can't make money.
Yeah.
And then came back also and dropped in unannounced to shows, which I think is so unfair. Like, you don't know if the audience has been sexually assaulted. Like, don't, I mean, it's
give them a chance to know your own.
It's also a shitty thing to do to the comics that are on stage that night.
Oh, exactly. Because they, especially at the Cellar, it's so tight. You know, like, I'm friends with a lot of people who perform at the Cellar. And yeah, it puts the people on the lineup in a weird position to be like, okay, well, we are now condoning, you know, we're complicit in this.
Right.
We're
right,
saying
right.
that you're okay. And we're hanging out with you in the hallway. You know, I mean, And I was really disappointed in CK because his original response, you know, it's saying these women are telling the truth, these things happened. I really appreciated that he didn't try to muddy it with, I thought it was fun for everyone, mm-hmm. you know. But, dude, you got to go away longer, and B, like, when you come back, or you have to do something meaningful, and you can't just drop in. Like, I appreciate that Aziz is doing a stage show for which people buy tickets to deliberately see Aziz.
Right.
I think Aziz got hosed. I like.
Yeah, that was not great.
That was that whole situation. I was like, sounds like a date.
Yeah.
You know, like,
weird.
Yeah, and like a strange hookup, but how this has happened to all of us a million times, mm-hmm. you know, like
a lot of strange hookups. People like strange shit.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And I get when you go on a date with someone who's a celebrity, I get like I could sort of understand the girl's perspective of like I want to have a second one, you know, and it's like no, girl, it's going to be one date, you know, right. like
yeah.
But I appreciate how Aziz has handled it, just being like, okay, I do a show, people buy tickets with their eyes open, you know, I'm not dropping anywhere.
They know who you are. Yep.
Exactly. You
active
know?
Support.
Yeah. yeah. Sorry to take a stand-up comedy like side, you know, no, that's diatribe.
Great. Yeah. Absolutely great. We've talked about a lot of negative things so far about politics in general. Is there anything you're optimistic about?
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, God.
It's tough, right?
Nope.
I know.
Because,
<All right. laughs>
because, you know, I follow you on Twitter and I mm-hmm. see, I think we follow a lot of the same people because mm-hmm. I always see it popping up on my timeline. Mm-hmm. Like, she liked this. I'm like, oh, I like that too. And it's tough sometimes because Twitter's accessible.
I know. And I do think it just...
It's such a bad echo chamber.
Yeah, and it makes you... Like, I had a good friend of mine who was like, Selena, you seem frustrated. And mm-hmm. I was like... I'm doing okay. You know, and she's like, from Twitter, you just seem, and I'm like, yeah, Twitter is the place to just scream into the void.
Right.
And you're not often screaming, things are great. You know, like once in a while, I actually do try to do that to be like, right. I had a nice day, you know?
And then everybody's crapping on you like, yeah. Well, you suck.
Shut up, cheese dick. Oh! Yeah. but yeah, as far as, I will say one thing that I find to be heartening a little bit is this thing that we have noted here that Jeff Flake said that like 35 Republican senators would vote for impeachment if the vote were anonymous. In some ways, I'm like, oh my God, you pussies with no backbone. But I do feel like I am taking pleasure in the Republican Party showing that they have no, like, that they know the right thing to do, but they're too chicken shit to do it. And I think that this will help the Democratic Party ultimately, you know?
You just described politics perfectly right there. Our only thing that we can be optimistic about is that elected officials that are there that we put into position, they would do the right thing if no one knew they were doing it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But if they know you're doing it, they're absolutely going to do the wrong thing.
I know.
That's exactly where we're at. You nailed that perfectly.
I mean, that is one funny thing that I think Jeff Flake thought he was saying something pretty profound, and it's like, no, you're speaking to how horrible everything yeah. is, you know?
Like, Jeff Flake has a history of doing that, yeah, though. Like, that's everything he comes out. It's always after the fact.
Yeah.
He's like, tries to play the moral high ground. Yeah. You're like, Jeff, if you want to take the moral high ground, the time to do it was before all of this mm-hmm. happened.
When it mattered, yeah.
No, Jeff Flake sucks. Let's just keep that all on the record. That guy's terrible. Look at his voting record. He's the worst. But at least, yeah. I mean, listen, I think more people doing that will give the kind of political equity to some of these Republicans to do the right thing when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out and making it known that there are people behind this. You're not alone stepping out there. God, I hope.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we keep crossing our fingers for a lot of this.
I know, and that's the hard thing. You know, it feels like... like an abusive boyfriend or something where you're like, oh, this time it'll be
he'll
different,
change.
You know? Like, but I mean, I really do... It just seems like... What has unfolded these past few days is so unmistakably, I mean, this corruption is so deep. Like, since when does the Attorney General travel internationally at all?
Yeah,
right.
What is going on here? You know?
And not for our safety. Something we've been discussing a lot and we've kind of gone back and forth on. I'm of the belief, and we've disagreed and agreed on this, but I think we should make this such a spectacle. Like, I really wanted Pelosi to go out prime time and like be on stage with a bunch of people around her going, we're impeaching this motherfucker, because that's what they've done to us. Like,
yes.
Trump makes all of this prime time,
yep.
and we're still trying to play by the rules.
Oh, I know.
Like,
that's
we're trying
what the
to quietly do it.
I know.
At noon on CNN. Like,
I know.
No.
Right.
That's
no
what the
one's
Democratic.
Watching.
That's what we've always been bad at. Is like, we're like, when they go low, we go high, and that's all well and good. But like, no,
now
they're fighting
time.
Dirty, and we got to fight dirty too. And we have to use the same tricks, you
yeah.
know. And
you
I would
agree
love
with
to
that?
See.
Let's
I know,
make
let's
this
get
a
some,
shit show.
Some confetti guns with like impeachment.
Get this fucker out of here, guys.
There was some guy on Twitter who was like, I just keep thinking impeachment like the Simpsons. Just like,
I read that too. It was amazing tweet, yeah.
So funny.
She could have read ads like, this impeachment's brought to you by Squarespace.
Yeah, right.
Just like, let's go.
The state of Georgia wants in on the impeachment commercials. There are peaches to be sold here.
and featuring me in Georgia.
I know, yeah. I mean, haven't you seen all those emojis? Yep. Oh, it's so good. Oh, my God. And yeah, everyone was quoting, like, the band that was popular when I was in high school, at least, President of the United States.
Yes.
Like, I
know. Peaches, yes.
What a dirty-ass song, by the way.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. But that whole album front to back was so weird and good.
It's incredible.
Oh, is like, Lump on that same album?
Yes. Yeah, they, had one, they had one album, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
And it was so weird. Like, I just remember, like, playing in my car.
It was, like, in a swamp in the video.
Like, every song's just like, breakdown. Like, it makes no sense.
They were so high.
They were so cool. Yeah. President of the United States of America. Pot USA. Yeah,
what a throwback.
I know. You're like, oh, we're on Spotify now at number one. Why?
Yeah, they're just like, what? Royalty checks? Stream them tonight, guys, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Pay those guys. They were great.
So good.
Our best friends, the President of the United States. But yes, Selena, so you mentioned just before about Attorney General William Barr is traveling the world. He's like globetrotting to try and drum up support for anyone that hasn't paid attention to this story. To drum up support from foreign intelligence agencies to discredit the fact that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Mull that over in your head right now.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I know. I mean,
this man is in charge of the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
And is trying to undermine, actively undermine, and isn't even hiding it. Like, this is the official White House story of what he's doing.
They're plain sight right now.
Mm-hmm. Is just right there in the open trying to undermine our intelligence communities.
Yeah.
That's so dangerous.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, and for how much Trump claims to bang the drum of he's, you know, friends with police, whatever. So the CIA and the FBI, these are law enforcement.
Right.
This is elite law enforcement, almost all former military. Like, this is so disrespectful to so many hardworking Americans. And not to mention, like, yeah, it's so out in the open. Like, I can't believe they don't even have some, like, shady side character doing it. The fact that the Attorney General, like, you're the Attorney General. You literally have no reason to leave the borders
right.
of the United States.
That's like, why you send Rudy
he's
Giuliani.
He's supposed to be the most bipartisan.
Yeah.
You're not Trump's attorney.
I know.
For the 100th time. You're just not.
I mean, and I remember when he first, you know, was in, during, I guess it was his hearing in front of Congress where Kamala really gave it to him beautifully.
Can we get two more hours of that?
Oh, I know.
Everybody just like, hand their time like, over to her like we've talked about forever.
Such a great, I mean, because she's a prosecutor, so she will catch you in a lie, you know, and AOC is also very good at that. But yeah, I mean, I remember looking at William Barr and being like, oh, this fat schlub, he couldn't sneak his way out of a paper bag, you know, and now I'm like, oh, he's a weasel and a half.
Turns out he's great. This guy's just taking flights.
I know.
He's been doing it kind of secretly, depending on, you know, how well-versed you've been in, you know, his history, but he worked for the Reagan administration. Like, he's got ties to the Iran-Contra deal way back when.
Wow.
So, like, he's got this history of being this snake, this weasel.
Yeah.
And he's gotten away with it for decades. So why is he going to change now?
Yeah.
And he knows that he's got the backing of the president, and he's got the backing of the Senate, who's never going to do anything.
He's getting pardoned.
So,
yeah, 100%. Yeah.
My question is, and I hate that I still try to apply logic to these situations.
Exactly.
But, you know, no one's talking about the Mueller report anymore. Basically, all of this flying around by Barr is to discredit the Mueller report, whom Trump says that report completely exonerated him, right? So if he feels completely exonerated, why in the world are we flying around to every global leader and trying to get that report discredited? Because it's not just the Russian interference. They're literally trying to get that report discredited.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Like Trump still wants his pound of flesh on it. I get it. But, like, you would think, like, he kind of came out of that pretty unscathed.
Exactly.
Like, you should be. Bringing us back to that.
Oh, if you commit one Watergate, don't go do a second Watergate.
I know.
You got away with the first
one. And then keep talking about the first Watergate, you know? Like,
the first Watergate.
Exactly. It's very, like, Streisand effect, you know, of, like, now it becomes a thing because you're upset. And you know what breaks my heart is that Mueller was an actual bipartisan patriot. Or, you know, like, he was a bipartisan. No, I'm not using the word right. Like, he was a.
Yes, no. Good.
Yeah, yes. Like, he was a patriot and was just like, I will go where the.
He did his job exactly the way it was done.
Exactly. And then, and I think that he could have. I think that if he were in Trump's pocket, he would have, like, gone farther to or I think they kept thinking that he was in the Democrats' pocket, which he's not, he was a Republican, but I think he could have said, I recommend criminal. Like, I recommend that he be charged.
Yeah.
But he was like, that is not, like, I am
it's
just here
the
to
norm,
do.
So exactly. He and wasn't going to do it.
Yeah. So he did. And it's like, well, we're not working in norm times.
Right.
And now everyone thinks that your report was nothing.
Right.
Well, after Barr came out and said he could have recommended that, that's when it should have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what killed that is Mueller got on TV and it was an atrocity.
He's terrible. Terrible public speaker.
And it was really sad to see. On Twitter, there were a lot of people who had worked with him who said, like, he's just not as sharp as he used to be. I mean,
that's depressing.
And that's what, yeah, like, it's so sad because I'm like, he is such an honorable man. He's a patriot. And I mean, I'm sure hours and hours of people asking you questions and on page 35 and on page, you know, like, it's hard to take.
You don't memorize 600-page memorandum.
Exactly. But they were trying to make him look like a doddering old man.
They knew what they were doing.
You know, oh, completely. And
they
I mean,
nailed it, though.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And it kills me because, I mean, I watch so many of these, you know, question and answer sessions and I'm like, our entire, like, all these politicians are too old. They're all out of touch. They all are like, Twitter? Now, when you tweet her, does that go to Facebook? You know, it's like,
Is that
my
on
God.
The internet?
Yeah. You know, like, they're really out of touch with, like, you know, the fact that no one could really understand a lot of the Russian propaganda of Facebook and that, you
why
know, a
this
lot
mattered.
Of,
yeah.
Exactly. And that a lot of these, you know, Georgians for Trump, this was all based in the Ukraine or
all
Kosovo.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, and I think a lot of the politicians couldn't even get their brains around that.
Yeah. And I think in some of their minds, the ones that are genuine about it, which are probably few and far between at this point, mm-hmm. but the Republicans that are genuinely don't understand how social media has this kind of effect. See it as, well, I don't understand it. So that means other people don't understand it either and won't be affected by it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're completely missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because just look at any of your older,
my grandma. I mean,
yeah.
she
family
was,
members on Facebook.
She's mm-hmm. complete. I've spent hours trying to talk her through this, and just she's only on Facebook, and she's there for pictures of my daughters.
Yeah,
but she gets inundated because she might have said one nice thing about Trump when he was running.
Exactly.
And now it's just
yes.
My grandma has no idea the difference between New York Times and Breitbart.
Oh yeah,
like
well,
it's
exactly.
just it's not a real thing.
Or,
like,
no, see, even this week I've been seeing people sharing stuff about it's like vax stuff, and it's all from these websites where it's like, you know, nutrition-today.com, and I'm like, these are not what are you? Yeah, I can't believe you're sharing an article. Yeah, I mean,
he did a great job in one of our earlier podcasts of kind of steering people through. You know, knowing if you're reading news or an opinion piece or, mm-hmm. I mean, because you just don't know. You get caught up in it and you're like, even now there's so much. I'll open stuff and I'm like, is this credible?
Yeah.
Like,
I
don't know. Some of them are named well.
I know. It's true. Yeah. And you're like, oh, just, I don't know every single newspaper in the world,
right.
You know, but yeah, it's just, I mean, I remember during pre-2016, a lot of comedians were pro-Bernie and didn't like Hillary. And I had a comedian friend who I really liked, but she earnestly, willfully shared the Pizzagate story. Literally being like, this is what Hillary Clinton does. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
meanwhile, Epstein's running around really doing that shit. And I was talking about
exactly.
It.
I know. Yeah.
And guy's now, got two islands. Like,
two islands. Not even
two
just
islands.
One. Yeah. One island's not enough for your sex cave, you freak. Oh my
shit.
God. Oh, it's so crazy. But yeah, I was like, here's someone who I like. I mean, she and I got into like a fight at the creek one time about, cause she was like talking shit about Hillary, but all of her information was, she didn't know, you know, she didn't understand it.
Propaganda.
And, yeah. And it's just so disappointing. Like, yeah, if someone my own age who I think is pretty internet literate could fall for it, so can so many people.
Yeah. They're getting really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
The clickbait is, there's times I've clicked things now and I'm like, is this legitimate? And I have to double check sources and be like, let me see if I find this on three different, you know, legitimate websites.
I sent you a couple things and you were like, Jeff, that's not true.
So yeah, sometimes it happens.
Remember
though.
We jumped on that one. We were like, we were going to just talk about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah. There was a couple times they'll pop up and like, let's talk about it on the podcast. We're like, no, we can't corroborate this anyway. So let's not talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also why I hate the Borowitz report, that comedy website that is literally the least funny thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's unfunny to the point of being dangerous.
Yeah.
Because at least The Onion is so absurd that everyone knows it's a joke. And it's The Onion. The Onion's well known.
We've got a great thing about that in a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
We'll talk about it later on.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
You'll get to guess too.
Okay. Well, God. Anyway, I'll let you guys drive the car.
No, don't worry. No, that's later on. We added that to the outline after we had sent it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just, it's a strange world. So I'm really worried right now about this whistleblower.
Really?
For his or her
This is
protection.
Where he dumps Oh, okay. No, I thought
not about the credibility. Okay. I think we've seen a number of credible...
he has backers that are...
Backers, so yes. That's a great way to put it.
And it does seem to be... I mean, the Times published, it's a former CIA person who I would imagine is probably former military as well. And it's a man, which relieves me because... And I tweeted this, like... I was hoping it would be a man so that people would believe him.
And you know what? Really, unfortunately, I thought that. And I also thought immediately that I hope he's white.
God.
And it's such a nasty thing to think in your head.
Yeah.
But it was immediate. Like, I'm like, just don't be someone in the CIA that's Muslim.
Yeah,
because we're screwed.
Or who thinks has some bone to pick with Trump. It's like, no, I hope this guy's just like Trump.
You know, from
like,
Mexico.
I hope this guy voted Republican last election.
Yes, exactly.
And donated some money at one point.
Right.
Yes.
Like even a dollar.
And I know.
That's how nasty the political climate is now. Like,
I know.
That's your first thought.
I know.
You went immediately like, please don't be a woman.
I know, truly. Because I was like, oh, they won't believe or listen to.
Oh, she got a bone to pick because he said.
Yeah, locker room talk. Still, people are still mad, you know, like. Oh, God. But I do, I mean, this morning on NPR, they were talking about how there are really no, like, provisions set for the physical safety of a whistleblower.
That's
scary. Which is really scary. Yeah.
That is scary. Because I'm not saying that, I'm not going to conspiracy theory territory here. I'm not saying that Donald Trump's ordering this person get murdered. I'm saying that there is someone that thinks this person is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
That would think they're doing the country a favor by hurting this
exactly.
Person.
In the same way some of his crazy people, you know, have sent letters of death threats to Nancy Pelosi and, you know.
We had the MAGA bomber.
Yeah,
less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And Trump's leaning so far into it. I'm sure you have it on here, but just, you know, retweeting the Civil War thing.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
He's literally...
It is so irresponsible.
You want to take us through what he did?
Just for any listeners that didn't see that. So, Donald Trump quoted this evangelical pastor, and who also happens to be a Fox News contributor. Surprise!
What?
God.
Kevin, shut up. We're not to that part yet.
Robert Jeffress, and so Robert tweeted this that Trump then retweeted, and he says, "Quote: If the Democrats are successful in removing the president from the office, which they never will be." It will cause a civil war-like fracture in this nation from which the country will never heal, end quote. Donald Trump, our president, the president, retweeted that, which is so irresponsible.
So irresponsible.
Because a lot of people, like, again, I've told Jeff in the past, like, I dive into, like, the subreddits, like, the Donald subreddit, and just read what a cesspool that is, or, like, 4chan, see what's going on there.
Oh, my God.
And there are a lot of people.
I know. I was like, I can't even, I've been on Reddit once in my life, and I do not, like, even, like, meme pages. It's like, no, this is the armpit of the internet. I'm not going. Yeah.
There's some, like, uplifting news Reddit. It's good. The dog pictures are great. But a lot of it is terrible. And there are people on the Donald and 4chan who saw that tweet and were like, yep, I'm locked and loaded and ready to go to kill these libtards, blah, blah, blah. And for some of them, it's just shitposting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're not serious. It's a joke to them. But we've seen what happens when just one person that seriously.
It only takes one.
Yeah,
we saw the Christchurch shootings,
mm-hmm.
right? We saw what happened in California and what happens in El Paso.
Vegas.
These words matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This convinces people to take up arms. And I don't think that there's a genuine civil war on the horizon. I think that's far overblown. But like...
You know how good our military is. It's not happening.
Right. Yeah. You're not taking up arms against the military.
We're okay.
But something like the Troubles in Ireland, where it's just domestic terrorism, that is a very real possibility.
Yeah. You know what I just find bizarre about these, you know, Second Amendment people? Like... It's so funny to me because they're like, you know, they want to have their guns, but a lot of them are very pro-military and pro-police. And it's like, you realize that if you want to, like, you're going to have to shoot a cop if you want to take it, you know, like, if you are willing to go into a civil
war. And our military is going to fuck you up.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you think
they
that
have
you're,
drones.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, if you're such a fool, if you think that your, like, few home guns are going to protect you, if the president or the government wants you disappeared, you're disappeared. You know, like, you are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's trying with the whistleblower.
Yes. But I mean, it's just so... the peaceful exchange of power is one of the cornerstones of our democracy.
Absolutely.
And Hillary friggin' went to Trump's inauguration with a smile on her face. And I think she and the Obamas were like, we have to
shame on them right now, too, by the way.
I mean, I admire them so much for it because I think that they were like, but I think that they gave so much grace.
Yeah.
And they are not getting it back. I will be curious to know how Trump leaves office. Like, just, I mean, it's crazy to me.
We talked a lot in the last episode that no matter what happens here with this impeachment, once he steps out of there, he can be tried for all of these crimes and arrested.
Yeah.
What scares me seeing these retweets, and I think you see how this is going to play out, right? As the polls keep shifting away from him, as the impeachment stuff gets stronger, as more Republicans come out, he is going to lean so hard into his base. Mm-hmm. Like even, was it today or yesterday, he retweeted the Breitbart poll
earlier today.
Like, and that's something he's not doing 6 months ago. He's absolutely not retweeting that. As crazy as he is on Twitter and he's done some stupid retweets, he's not going right to the Breitbart website.
Not
and retweeting.
Since Steve Bannon left.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. And I think as he starts to feel that power leaving, the scary thing is he's going to lean more into that. Good people on both sides is going to now be better people on that side.
Yeah.
That's the implication scary. With most of his tweets, though. It's always like he likes to portray himself as the both sides guy, seeing both sides of this issue. But all of his tweets, the implication is if you don't agree with me, you're on the wrong side.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is scary. And like you brought up, Jeff, you brought up the Breitbart poll. And the poll was about impeachment. Do you support impeaching Donald Trump? And it was at 97% no. Because it's Breitbart.
I know, exactly.
It's just embarrassing that our president's ego is that fragile that he has to retweet a Breitbart article.
Oh, exactly.
Or poll.
Probably was like 36 people. I mean, like, what? And it's just, it's so embarrassing. Like, you're like a child. I mean, he's like a child having a tantrum every single day.
On that note, Selena, you look thirsty. You need a beer?
Yes, please.
That's a better transition.
And we're back for the non-existent ads that we run.
Cheers. Squarespace.
No. Yeah, Squarespace. Yeah, right.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com, Squarespace, and Nation Builder. So we're back. We've got some fresh beers in front of us, and we're going to try to have a little fun here, Selena.
All right.
We're going to do our weekly quiz. So we're going to put you on the hot seat.
Okay.
So we're going to ask you 5 questions, multiple choice questions.
Okay, nice.
And if you get them right, Jeff and I will drink. If you get them wrong, you drink.
Oh, fine. All right. Yay. I feel like I'm back in the sorority house.
Let's
okay.
go. Flip cup next.
I know. And then Beirut.
So today's topic, you call it Beirut instead of beer pong?
Oh, or yeah, I thought you were going to say instead of Beirut. We would sometimes call it Beirut or Beirut.
Beirut, yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I guess same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I think so.
I think we used to call it beer pong in college, but then I dated a guy who called it Beirut, and then I think I started
just
calling
stuck.
It Beirut. Yeah.
In Michigan, it was Beirut.
Really?
Yeah.
There's always beer pong growing up on Long Island. Yeah. But anyway, so we're going to jump into our quiz here, and today's topic is going to be Rudy Giuliani.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Oh my God. Does anyone remember the Mindy Project?
Yes.
She knows a lot about it. She's
I know.
Got this.
Okay, hit me.
All right, question number one. As mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani had his share of progressive views, believe it or not. Which of the following was not one of his beliefs as mayor? Pro-gay rights, A. B, pro-gun control. C, pro-abortion rights, or D, pro-marijuana. Remember, which is not one of his beliefs.
I would say D, not pro-marijuana, because I could see the other things being things that he was okay with.
You're correct.
Yeah!
Yes. Surprisingly, Rudy Giuliani was okay with gun control and abortion rights back then. The gay marriage, I see that. That was New York City. That's more reasonable for a Republican back then.
Yeah.
But the marijuana,
once you sell your soul,
hard no.
Those are the things to go.
Yep. So cheers, Jeff.
Cheers. You guys drink. Hooray! Yep. I think I know my Giuliani.
Hey.
Question 2. Rudy Giuliani was born in what borough of New York?
Ooh.
Was it A, Brooklyn, B, Queens, C, Staten Island, or D, the Bronx?
In some ways, I think this is wrong, but I'm feeling D, the Bronx.
That's incorrect. It's actually Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, born and raised in Brooklyn.
The borough that I live in now. Oh, well, I will drink
to
that.
You take a sip of that Tecate over there.
Twist my arm. Fine.
All right, one for two. It's a pretty good start.
Not bad.
Question number three. Giuliani was known as America's mayor in the aftermath of 9/11. This earned him the cover of which publication that Donald Trump is obsessed with? Is it A, Rolling Stone, B, The New Yorker, C, Time, or D, Vanity Fair?
Tough one. I'm torn between Time and Rolling Stone. I'm gonna go with C, Time Magazine.
Time Magazine is correct.
Yeah! Oh my God, I'm on fire.
Nice. Well done. Mm. Drink Cheers. Up, Jeff. All right. That's some good Oktoberfest. It's really good. It's question number four. Rudy Giuliani started his political career as a Democrat, believe it or not.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
He worked on the campaign of which of these Democratic politicians? Was it A, George McGovern, B, Robert Kennedy, C, Jimmy Carter, and I'm just going to throw away D because I put Richard Nixon, who is not a Democrat. Mm. So you get a wow. 1-for-3 chance
I
on
know.
This one.
Oh, God.
Great. Now we're drunk.
Part of me is like, Robert Kennedy, because Robert Kennedy was a attorney general, but that was like, he was killed in 68. But I feel like, was Giuliani old enough for that? And I feel like a lot of people were in McGovern's corner. I just feel like that's a name you always hear, even though I don't even know who McGovern is, really. Let me go with A. McGovern for fun.
I should have gone with your first instinct. It was RFK.
Oh, my God. Wow. Damn it.
Doesn't seem like that, right?
Well, Giuliani volunteered for RFK's campaign in 68, right before he was murdered.
Okay. Oh, yeah. My gosh. I was so close.
And as just extra trivia, he actually voted for George McGovern over Richard Nixon.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
I wonder also if... Is Giuliani presumably is Catholic, right?
He is, yes.
Yeah, and I wonder if he really liked the Kennedys because, you know, first, like, Catholic probably family to break into. It. Yeah, you know, I mean, I know they meant so much to, like, being a Bostonian. Mm. I mean, obviously, everyone loves the Kennedys in Boston, but I think for the people of the Catholic faith, Kennedy, the whole family, everyone was so proud of them, you know, so I could see Giuliani being, like, you know, it was sort of aspirational.
Are you Catholic?
No, United Methodist, baby, just like Hillary.
Represent.
No offense, but no offense, but yeah, you can't grow up in the Boston area without your friends being sexually assaulted by priests.
Hey,
and mine were
hot
Google,
take, hot
yeah,
take.
Google Father Gagin, immortalized in the movie.
Is that actually? From yeah,
he's from Spotlight.
Yep.
Yeah, he's sexually assaulted by friends and was subsequently murdered in jail.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was the priest in my hometown.
My God, really?
Yeah. Yeah, St. Julia's in Weston, Massachusetts.
That's not a great claim to fame.
I know. God.
I'm technically Catholic.
I'm agnostic.
Yeah. And you grew up Catholic?
I grew up Catholic, yes.
Well, we're not attacking you. I'm sorry.
I'm not offended.
The Vatican is beautiful.
Have you met me?
Tell those priests to relax. Jesus.
Yeah, go check out The Keepers on Netflix if you ever want to be super depressed about all that.
Oh, God. I know. Yeah, when I saw Spotlight, I thought Spotlight was very well done.
But
when they, in the opening scene, they're like going into the, to like a police headquarters and Father Gagin's walking out and they're like, Father Gagin. And I was like, that's the guy in my hometown.
Oh,
what
shit.
A monster.
You molested my friends.
I know. Seriously.
That's awful. Crazy. We shouldn't joke about that.
Hey, these ain't jokes.
Those are facts.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, hit me with Giuliani cues.
All right. This is the final question. Okay. So this is for all the marbles here.
Let's see if I can redeem myself.
Yeah, here we go. Question number five.
Okay.
Rudy Giuliani ran for mayor of New York City multiple times. How many times did he lose?
Ooh, great question.
Is it A1, B2, C3, or D4?
I might say B2.
It's actually just one.
Oh, yeah. So it was before. He
ran in 1989, lost by about 47,000 votes, and then won in 93 and continued on until the end of 2001.
And then didn't he... wasn't he trying to, or was this just Bloomberg? Was he trying to, after 9/11, he was like, I shouldn't be replaced. Like, I should have another,
He was interested in doing that. And then he also had aspirations to be president that really blew up in his face.
Oh my God. It's crazy to me, the delusional people, like Chris Christie, same thing. I'm like, you really thought, what? What are you talking
after
about?
After all this in Jersey?
Yeah. Oh my God, Bridgegate. Like,
I managed a building next to that.
Oh my God.
When it was happening. I mean, it was insanity.
Oh, I mean, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. Like, I want to get that printed on a t-shirt. Like, that is so funny. These people are such monsters. God. And they're like, we're doing a study of what? That if you don't let people
How many people die when you block traffic?
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah, so Giuliani won, and he was actually the first Republican mayor of New York City since, like, 1965.
Wow.
Good job, New York.
Yeah.
Wow.
Way to boost that guy up.
God. And then he was, like, the weird crush of Mindy's in the Mindy Project.
Yeah, that's a strange one.
It was like, so weird.
I get, like, Leslie Knope on Parks and Rec loving Joe Biden,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Hasn't aged as well as it when it first came
out. But yeah,
that one made sense.
I know. I just remember one time, like, Mindy in one scene, like, opens a drawer and she's like, "What's this? Framed photo of some hot guy? Okay." And then you look, it's Giuliani, and it's like, "What? Like, what a strange, random."
How frumpy.
Yeah, that's a very weird joke to put
in
there.
Yeah, it's so odd.
So, Selena, thanks for playing. You did go 2 for 5. Okay. So, I mean,
I've done worse.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think Jeff, that is failing.
Do you have an offer?
No.
Jeff's already got, he's gotten one at least.
Yeah.
Each
yeah.
Okay.
I really study hard for this.
So that is our weekly quiz. We'll be back next week with some other ridiculous topic to ask questions about.
You got our new one?
Yeah, so we're actually going to unveil a new segment here. It's going to be a quick one here.
Very fast.
We're going to call this Onion or New York Times.
Mm.
So this is something Jeff brought up. I'm going to let him run with it, but apparently he's going to ask me about a headline, and we have to guess if it's an Onion headline or a legitimate one from a real news organization.
Oh, that's great, because the Times' headlines are pretty brutal.
Are you ready? Just in. Trump suggested snake-filled moat for border wall and shooting migrants in their legs to slow them down. Onion or New York Times?
Selena, I'm going to let you go first.
I was on Twitter maybe more recently than you guys.
Oh, so you know the answer to this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so I do not know the answer here. So I'm going to say, please be an Onion headline. It's
nope,
not?
Selena? It's real,
baby. Are you kidding me?
The hill, baby.
We live in hell.
What?
He thinks we could build a trench, put some water in it,
yep,
fill it with alligators, yep, and snakes.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. In response to the fact that people are now, the new challenge is climbing his border wall as quickly as possible, which I think someone's now done it in like 7 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I love just watching people like scale it.
There was a Mexican politician that climbed it just to prove how silly the wall
was. But yeah, I just saw on the way over here that he had, because I think there are some waterways near there. And so, yeah, he wanted them to like put, yeah, like crocodiles and like, you know, scary animals, and then also encourage the Border Patrol to shoot them in their knees.
So,
and oh, by the way, in places that those animals probably aren't going to live well in the water, nor stay in the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like if you live in like Brisbane, Arizona, you're going to be like, oh yeah, great. Just down the road from my house. Why don't you drop off 900 alligators? Yeah. Let's hope they hang out in the moat. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
He's a child, right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm, his mind just works like a children's.
And also, he has no, like, no conscience, no sense of, like, so people are in crisis. What could I do? Oh,
shoot
them
in the legs.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. I mean, he's like, what you know, when you see someone who's, like, served too many tours of duty and doesn't see the humanity in a person. You know what I mean? Like, God, get it.
Because he's never had to interact with real people or work a day in his
life. Right, he's been
truly,
so self-contained in his rich person bubble.
Yeah, he's a sociopath.
We're not shooting him bail here with that. It's just what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The scary thing is, you talked about transition of power. Like, I could really see, like, the day before, all of a sudden, there's backos out digging a moat around the White House.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, come get me.
Can't get
like
to turrets. Me, Secret Service.
Yeah, totally. I know. Yeah.
We laugh until it happens.
Sorry, Donald, they're already in the White
My
House.
My buddy has a helicopter. He's from Ukraine. He's picking me up. CNN.
With the nuclear suitcase in his hand.
Oh, no.
Seriously. Oh, my God.
So. So that brings us to the close of our episode, where we just give you some rapid fire things to keep an eye on. And today, I decided we're actually going to end on a positive note.
All right.
And I think this might be an ongoing thing going forward. We're going to do like uplifting news at the end after we depress people for an hour.
This wasn't really depressing. It was Brad. Yeah.
Sure.
Touched on Me Too, pedophilia in the Catholic Church.
Killing babies 1 hour out of the womb.
Yeah. Yeah. Real all-star.
Oh, yeah, this sucks.
Chris.
Sorry, guys.
Laughs.
Wait, listen to Selena on the Luca Petta show next. It'll be slightly less depressing.
You hope. So we're going to run through just three really quick stories about some positive news. And here's one where I'm actually going to shoot Donald Trump some bail. He signed into law the Autism Cares Act. is a bipartisan bill that's going to put $1.8 billion into funding for autism programs.
Betsy DeVos rolled over in her grave when this happened.
She's still alive, so.
Oh. Oh, shit. Sorry.
But yeah, so credit where credit's due, that's the right move to make. So, Republicans listening, don't ever say I didn't say anything nice about him.
That's getting cut from the budget on January 1st, so you know. But great.
Number two, Marion County, Indiana's largest county, will no longer criminally prosecute people for marijuana possession.
That's great.
That's a great step in the right direction from Mike Pence's home state.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
Ooh, he's pissed.
I think he probably is. But
are they retroactively letting people and expunging records? Do we know that yet?
Not just yet. Okay. They are expunging the ones that are currently in the system. Okay. And it seems like they found that the prosecutor there was kind of dropping cases. Because it became a logistical nightmare.
Exactly. Frankly. I'm sure that it was just like we have a backlog of dumb stuff.
How much money we spend on that
so,
shit?
Oh, on this. And it's just paper pushing. It's so dumb. It's
and
so
meanwhile,
useless.
Rape kits go untested for 10, 15 years because we don't have the money for it. Oh, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Smoke your weed and test the rape kits.
Exactly.
So it might not be out of a strictly moral reasoning, but maybe a logistical one. But the end result's the same, and I support it.
That's it. So. Ends justify means. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And the final story I want to throw in here, it's not U.S. news, but the U.K. has announced a ban on trophy hunting.
Wow.
Which I fully support here, because if you're out there shooting elephants, what the fuck's wrong with you?
God, like, yeah.
Gervais's Twitter is the best when he finds like an animal that ate one of the trophy hunters.
Good.
And he's like,
score one
hey,
for them.
Fucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
How did that go?
Put one back in the animal column. I like that. So that's the end of our episode here. Selena, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much for having me. This has been really fun.
Absolutely.
We didn't invite you to a basement, so this is great.
Yeah, I know. I have been treated well. Nothing's in my beer other than beer. So great.
That's beautiful.
Way to make that sound like we've got a gun to your head off, off mic here. Selena, do you have anything you want to plug?
I have some shows coming up in the fall, which I'm excited about. My whole schedule is on my website, which is selenacopic.com. That's SelenaCopoc. And those are my Instagram and Twitter. And then I also have a Twitter and an Insta where I pretend to be the New York Times wedding section.
And it's fantastic.
Yay,
it is great.
Yeah. I'm so proud of it. It's called NYT Vows.
You harpoon the shot. It's
oh
amazing.
My God. Yeah. I make fun of wasps. I make fun of wedding culture. I make fun of the gray lady. I make fun of the times, you know? It's really fun to do. And then on Sundays, I sort of gently talk about the actual section. So it's a good time. So yeah, NYT Vows.
Awesome.
Follow Selena on social media. She's a great follow, one of my favorites. And if you want to follow the Drinking Liberally podcast on social media, you can do so on Twitter and Instagram at @drinking_libpod. Or check out our website where we're going to post footnotes, links to the articles we referenced in this particular episode. At www.drinkingliberallypod.com. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Cheers.
Give money to the ACLU.